Hello?
Hi, is this Mr. Elliott?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Allison. I'm calling from a home health care agency, Family First Care. I believe Ms. Farley called in on your behalf.
Yes.
Hi, I work as an enrollment specialist for our agency for the waiver program to receive long-term care through the state. Are you familiar with that?
Not really.
So it is a program through welfare. If for this one, just to make it make sense to you, it would run through your AmeriHealth Caritas Community Health Choices Medicaid plan. You would have to apply for the program through the state, which I can assist you with. They would set up two appointments with you to go over financials to make sure everything is up to date, renewals up to date, nothing, no lapse in coverage, and then they do a physical appointment with you as well to go over diagnosis, ailments, and what you're going to be needing help with.
Okay.
So with this, you can apply yourself and get the ball rolling with the, it's called the independent enrollment broker. They will schedule you for your first in-home appointment with them to go over the application. It's kind of like a information type of assessment, more about the program, go over the benefits, supports, all of that. Once you are approved for the program, AmeriHealth Caritas will assign you a service coordinator that will help you come up with a plan of care. The plan of care includes your home care hours. Meals on Wheels is included in that program. Emergency response systems, at-home modifications, and medical equipment as well.
Okay.
All right. Do you have any questions on that?
This is our situation right now. We've been staying in motels for about a week. We're homeless.
Okay.
We got bamboo stars. Somebody told us, we moved in with it and found out after I gave up my apartment that they're behind on the rent and stuff. And we got evicted 2 weeks after we were there. But now senior services can't help us anymore. They helped us for 4 or 5 days. And I'm going to go look at an apartment at 12 o'clock in the apartment. I don't know what the lady wants. We're asked her something. I texted her, but she never answered. So I'm going to go look at it. And maybe I'll have some. But if not, I'm going to be back on the street.
Okay. So you guys are trying to find housing right now?
Yes.
Got it.
But,
so you did get help through the housing authority. That's what you said, correct? They said that they couldn't help? Okay.
Yeah. Then you got to have a house and, you know, for them to come see you.
Got it. Okay. So when you guys get that permanent residency, feel free to give me a call. Actually, you know what? They can start the application if you would like. You just have to switch the address whenever you move. So you would have to call in and switch that as many times wherever you go. That's the only issue with that. But you're more than welcome to start the application. You don't need a permanent residence to start it.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah,
so if you want, I can text you just so you're not scrambling for a pen and paper. If you're good with texting, I can text you the department to call in, make your first appointment for home care services.
Yeah, that would be great.
Perfect.
Yeah, I can text. I just do one letter at a time.
You're good. And my name is Allison. So if you have any questions on while you're applying yourself, anything on the application, anything on home care services, you can always call me, okay?
Okay. Yeah, and mention your name on when you text me so I won't forget.
I absolutely will, okay? It'll be my direct line.
Okay.
All right. Do you have any questions? You're all good.
No. Oh,
all right.
Listen, she'd like to get news on wheels. She's 75.
Mm-hmm.
Ripping age, so.
Wait, I'm sorry. Repeat that. Something about Meals on Wheels in 75.
My girlfriend, she's 75 years old, and she qualifies for too. Meals on Wheels. She'd like to have that.
What, the Meals on Wheels?
Yes.
Okay. I'll take
that.
Just like help like me. You can help her too, just like me.
I can do stuff like that, but you know, I like to get a little help
in there. Yeah, we both.
Okay. So for this program, It is considered long-term care. So it's for physically disabled and aged individuals. So if you guys what they look at the most is if, do you guys have any type of equipment, like wheelchair, walker?
A cane.
Okay.
That's about it. But I'm close to walker, but these lady sidewalks, though, I think I'd have more trouble. So mainly just the cane right now.
So with this, the entire program is pretty much like a plan of care. So again, it includes the home care hours a week, plus the Meals on Wheels is included in the program, and the medical equipment if you guys need any like renewal on a cane or anything, all of that. So if she would like, she can do the same and apply. I don't know if you guys have your own personal choice in aid though. Do you have like a family member friend that you would want to take care of you?
Well,
no.
The last one I had, he's I guess all right, but Monica, but then she's kind of, I don't know, she's got a little fight. She's the one we moved in and then I found out she knew that she was getting evicted because she went to my father's house a month before and what they
got him.
But I don't really want her. Well, she started trying taking care of me again just about a week ago, started asking me information and that then they didn't hear that. So I don't have any.
The only thing. So now, who is Miss Farley to you? Am I speaking to her or is she the other one?
Patricia Farley.
I'm his girlfriend.
Okay. So that's what I was, because I had down here that you were going to be the caregiver and I just wanted to kind of straighten those details. So if you both apply for the program, so
right.
If you both get approved, you cannot be his caregiver at the same time.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No, that's no problem.
Okay.
But I do have another friend. Supposedly she does do caregiving, but I just, she's getting back surgery coming in about a week or so.
Okay.
She'd be able to do it to help me out with it if I need help.
Okay. So what we'll do is we'll focus on you. And then Miss Farley, if there's any time that you want to, it's just going to take 30 days. So whenever, if you want to begin the application, we can always find somebody for Mr. Elliott and then move on to your application. That's what I assist with. So we can always do it whenever. It's not a problem whenever you feel obviously you need to, but I will text you right when we hang up. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. Yeah, see, I get this thing on my phone to keep it from breaking, like you drop it, whatever you call it. And I don't know if it's really made for the phone. It should be for the phone, they told me. But I think it blocks some of the speaker. So if you don't hear some, let me know and I'll take you off speaker. But we can hear you clearly.
Okay. So I'll text you right when we hang up. And then if you have any questions, just give me a call. But I will text you the information with like the first steps to apply on the program, along with just general steps to apply so you guys can follow along. And then I'll include my contact information in there so you can give me a call back if you need.
Great. I appreciate that. Thank
You're
you
very
so much.
Welcome. Yeah, if you have any other questions, you just call me, okay?
You will. Thank you. We don't have no family back here.
Of course. Take care. Enjoy your day.
Okay, you too. Thank you now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.